The fight scene in this week's parsha is a famous one. Under the cover of night, Yaakov takes his family, moves them to the other side of the river, getting them ready to flee should they be attacked the next morning. And then he heads back, Vayivaser Yaakov Levado. He's all alone, standing on the other side of the river, at the spot where he anticipates that Esav will meet him tomorrow. Vayavek ish imo ada olos hashachar, and a man appears and wrestles with him until the break of dawn. So the scene is familiar to us, but what's less clear is who the victor is. Who wins this fight between Yaakov and the angel? On the one hand, you'll tell me it's clear. Yaakov wins. How do I know? How do I know? Alright, he gets away. He walks away, for sure. But I know more than that. After his fight with the angel changes his name from Yaakov to Yisrael. Why? Ki sarisa im Elokim v'im anashim v'tuchal. Because you fought with God and with people and you prevailed. You prevailed. The name Yisrael, our name, comes from Yisrael. You fought with God. You fought with God and you won. We're the people who can fight with God and win. So not only did we win, but the Torah wants us to remember that Yaakov won forevermore. Call ourselves by that name, it seems clear. Yet on the other hand, why might I think Yaakov isn't the clear winner of this fight? As the hell says, he does walk away, but how does he walk away? Injured. He walks away limping. And not only was he injured in the fight, but the Torah tells us, we want you to remember forevermore that Yaakov was injured in this fight. How do I know that? That's right. We have a mitzvah that we can't eat the gin hanashed. It's not a nerve, it's a tendon. But you're not allowed to eat that tendon from the upper thigh, even of a kosher animal. Don't ever eat it. Why? Because forevermore you need to remember that Yaakov got injured in this fight. That he didn't walk away unscathed. So which one is it? Did he prevail? The man who fought God and won? Or the man who forevermore we need to remember walked away limping? So how we understand and how we frame what happens in this moment of wrestling between Yaakov and the angel depends very much on what pronouns we put in to one particular pasuk. The pasuk says as follows, Vayar ki lo yachol lo, vayiga bechaf yurecho. Sometimes the Torah does this. It uses all sorts of pronouns, and we read it once thinking we know who it's referring to, but if we look at it again, it may be less clear. He saw he could not prevail. Who saw that he could not prevail? Says the Ramban, the Malach. The angel saw. He could not prevail over Yaakov. Says the Ramban, the angel wanted to kill Yaakov. But what can he do? Angels can only do what they've been programmed to do by God, and the angel realizes his power in this case is limited. He can't kill him. And therefore, he hits him in the leg. And Yaakov's leg is injured. When he wrestles with him, when he, the angel, wrestled with Yaakov. Says the Rabban, the Malach was looking for a total victory. The Malach wanted to kill Yaakov completely, but God prevented him from doing so. And so the best he could do was strike him in the leg. And so says the Ramban, the message of this fight, as Mrs. Pearl said last week, Yaakov begins to tell us about the experience of Galus, of what it's like to be under the influence of oppressors. And so says the Ramban, that's the message here as well. That sometimes our oppressors want to decimate us. They want to knock us out completely. But God says no. And so we walk away with a limp. We walk away hurt. And so says the Ramban, the mitzvah of Gid Hanasha, the mitzvah of not eating from that part of the leg, is a mitzvah of hope. It's to remind us that even in the darkest times, even in the midst of that fight, in the middle of the night, when our oppressors want to completely destroy us, it's a reminder that no, we may walk out with a limp, but we will walk out. We will prevail. My great-grandparents saw probably the darkest nights that the Jewish people have ever experienced. My grandparents saw it as well. And yet they came to see the other side. In the extermination camps, it was hard to know that there would be a sun rising the next morning, and that the Jewish people would walk away, and yet we did, limping terribly, having been awfully hurt, but walking nonetheless. And says the Ramban, that's the mitzvah of Gid Hanasha. It reminds us that in the worst of times, when it seems totally dire, no, the Jewish people will prevail. God will step in and prevent us from being wiped out. The Netziv, however, reads it a little differently. And yes, it's been a while since I shared the Netziv. The Netziv reads the pasuk differently, and therefore the message that emerges is rather different. It says the Netziv as follows, Vayar ki lo yachol lo. And Yaakov saw, not the angel, and Yaakov saw, ki lo yachol lo, that the angel was unable to defeat him. Vayiga b'chaf yurecho, and the angel hit his leg. Vateka chaf yerech Yaakov, and Yaakov's leg was injured. Behei al ko imom, when Yaakov wrestled with the angel. According to the Ramban, it was the angel who realized he could not prevail. According to the Netziv, it was Yaakov who realized the angel couldn't prevail. According to the Ramban, it was the angel who had been wrestling with Yaakov. According to the Netziv, it was Yaakov who had been wrestling with the angel, and therefore the Netziv explains as follows. He says, when this fight started, Vayeavek ish imo, it's unambiguous who was fighting with whom. Yaakov had moved the family to the other side of the river, coming back, waiting for Esav, and here appears this man who starts a fight with him. Picks a fight. Yaakov, we know, doesn't pick fights. Yaakov runs away from fights. That's just not his character. It's not his nature. But a man appears and starts fighting with him. Vayeavek ish imo. And so what's a man to do? He responds. And he fights back. And he wrestles with him all night. But then something happens.
Yaakov realizes that he's winning.
He realizes that he has the fight won. He has his enemy where he needs to be. And when his enemy is down, you know what he does?
Behel Kalimo. Now Yaakov starts fighting with him.
The fight was over. It was done.
But Yaakov didn't walk away.
He kept fighting. He kicked him when he was down. He threw that one last insult. He made sure he knew who was boss. He took that last shot. And so says the Nitziv, you know what Kinyan Nasha is there to remind us of that? That's not the Jewish way. The Gid HaNasha, it's tough. It's inflexible. It doesn't bend. The Jewish people, we need to be able to bend and be flexible when appropriate. If we've won the fight and we need to win the fight, Ki Sarita Ima Elokim V'im Anashim HaTuchav, you can fight with anybody and prevail. But you need to know, when the fight is over, it's over. When you've won, you don't stick around to make a statement or kick somebody when they're down. That's not the Jewish way. The Torah's way is you do what you need to do, you defend yourself, and then you walk away. You don't stick around to make an extra point. And that, says the Nitziv, is why we've commanded never to eat that Gid HaNasha. Because we know that that is human nature. We know that this happens to us all the time. We didn't pick the fight. We didn't start up with them. They started up with us. We were defending ourselves. We're fighting back. Yes, you are, and yes, you should. But all too often, we let the passion, we let the emotion get the best of us. And when we should walk away, we don't walk away. We stay engaged in the fight. We throw one more punch. We throw one more insult. One more offense when we shouldn't have. And so says the Torah, that's why you don't need to get Hanasha. To remind yourself that's not the way. Guys, girls, I don't think the Ramban and the Nitziv were fighting with each other. I don't think they're arguing. I think what emerges from these psukim that are intentionally vague is two ways of reading this encounter. One of which is a message for us as a people. And one of them is a message for us as individuals. As a people, the mitzvah of Gid HaNasha is a mitzvah of hope. It's a reminder that God has been there for us, even in the darkest of times, and God will be there for us, even in the darkest of times. That in our wrestling in the middle of the night, even when we can't see it, the Shemesh will in fact come up the next morning, as it does for Yaakov. We will in fact walk away, even if it's with a limp. We will in fact prevail. That's the message on a national level. That's why we have Gid HaNasha. But Gid HaNasha is also supposed to teach us something on a personal level as individuals in our own lives, the way we encounter other people on a daily basis. And that's the Nitziv. It's a reminder that we need to stick up for ourselves. We need to defend ourselves. We don't back away from a challenge, but when we've won, when the point has been made, that's when we do walk away. We never kick somebody who is down. A message for us as a nation, a message for us as individuals. Everyone have a good Shabbos.